Today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun. We are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new perek, the fifth perek of Masechtas Yevamos, Perek Rabban Gamliel. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Noach ben Meshulam Shraga Zechreinu Levracha, Le'ilui Nishmas Judge Noach Dir. Tonight is his second yahrzeit, and may today's learning be an aliyah and a schus for his neshama. So Perek Rabbi Gamliel is a well-known Perek in Masechtas Yevamos. It's short. It's only four dafin. It's a very Yevamistic Perek, and it has a reputation as not being a very easy Perek. The truth is, at this point, we're karev to 50 dafin into the Masechta, so we're familiar with the yesoidis that Perek Rabbi Gamliel is built on. But with a lot of Yevamos, it's about doing the arithmetic and really making the cheshbonos and putting the different pieces of the puzzle together and seeing how it plays out. And really, the way Perek Rabbi Gamliel is set up is the majority of the first daf, the daf that we're going to learn right now, is a Mishnah, and then there's three dafin of Gemara that are mefarish the Mishnah. And this Mishnah, which is the backdrop and underpins the entire Perek, is going to discuss the laws of a get and maimer, and how it is that they impact the laws of Yibum and Chalitza. So anytime there's a Yavam that falls the Yibum, it says in the Torah, the Yavam has a mitzvah to do either Yibum or Chalitza. When you read the Pesukim in the Torah, it would seem that mitzvahs Yibum is Koidemes, lemitzvahs Chalitza, stating that the Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes mentions brises, befores, afters, befores again, and afters again, where there was really a big debate amongst the Tanoim whether this is always the way it was, or maybe there was a time in history where it flipped, and mitzvahs Chalitza was Koidemes, lemitzvahs Yibum. But the point is that from the Eraisa perspective, there are only two options that every Yavam has as it relates to what he does when he finds himself in a situation of Yevamos. Either Yevama Yava Yala, which means that he's going to do a Maisabiyah through which he's going to be Ulekachalei Leisha, he's now going to be married to this Yevama. Or if he chooses to part ways with the Yevama, he could do that as well, not in the traditional way, which would mean the cost of Laseif Ekrisos, Benasam Beyada, but rather through a process that we know as Chalitza. Anything else that the Yavam would do to the Yavama, meaning anything other than Bia or Chalitza, from a biblical perspective, would have absolutely no bearing. Stating that, the Chachamim said that there are other things that, although Midai Raisa have no significance, but Midrabanan are going to have significance. And the two that are the most prominent and that we need for our Perek are Maimer and Gershon. So what's Maimer? Maimer is something that we're going to see in the course of this parak. Not only is it a thing that is effective with Rabbanon, but it's actually something that the Rabbanon wanted a person to do in the event that he chose to do Yibum. But putting that aside, Maimer is where a Yavam goes over to Yavama and he is Mekadesh to Yavama. Now, Ha'isha Niknes, the first Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, B'shalosh Drachim, B'kesef, B'shtar, U'B'Bia. In the event that the Yavam would do Bia, then that would be, of course, a regular Yibam. Maimer is where the Yavam is Mekadesh the Yavama, but not through Bia. Rather, he's Mekadesh her through either Kesef or Shtar. So he goes over to her, gives her a ring, and says, Harei HaMikudesh HaSli B'Tabazu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. He writes the Nusuf of Kedushin and a Shtar, and he gives the Shtar over to this woman, and again, through that, he wants to be Mekadesh her. So, Midday Raisa, being that we're dealing with the Yavam and the Yavama, and it says in the Torah, Yavama Yavah Yaleh, so there's no three drachim for the Yavam to do the Yibam. There's only one derech for him to do it. Anything else is not going to be anything. Stating that, the Rabbanan said that in the event that this Yavam goes and he does this Maisa Kedushin, what's known as a Maisa Maimer, it's going to be effective Midrabanan. But to be clear, Midday Raisa, it's nothing. Midrabanan, it is something. Now, again, we're already knee-deep into Masechtas Yevamos, and we've seen that not everybody agrees that Maimer is nothing Midday Raisa. There's a Shitas Reb Shimon that has a very unique take on Maimer. Of course, Beis Shammai holds Maimer is kind of Midday Raisa. Three different understandings of what exactly Shitas Beis Shammai might be. But we're going to go with Shitas Beis Hillel, who holds that Maimer Midday Raisa is garnish. However, Midday Rabbanan, Maimer is something that's kind. So what happens in the event that a Yavam now goes and he does Maimer with the Yavama? Midday Raisa, It's nothing. Sif midei raisa, it's nothing. This Yovim still has to do either Yibum or Chalitza. There's a Zika that's outstanding and he needs to address it. However, midrabanan it is something. And because midrabanan it is something, so on some level, this Maimer is now going to impact what the Yovim's next move is after he already did Maimer. The other thing that midrei raisa has no impact in nefilas yibum, however the rabbanan said should, is in the event that a yavam would go over to yavam and give her a get. So if the yavam gives the yavam a get, it's nothing. Now what would be the havamina, ben benoy shel havamina, that it should be something? Because really there is an ishus that exists between the yavam and the yavam, what's known as a zika. That's really what chalitza is all about. But the Torah already mandated, and the Torah said that the way you sever a zika is through chalitza, it's not through a get. What happens, however, if the yavam would go over to the yavam and he would give her a get? So midei raisa be nothing. However, the Rabbanan said that you have to treat it like something. So you can't just act as if nothing happened. You're going to have to treat it as something. So again, midei raisa, it's only yibum v'chalitza. Midei Rabbanan, there's something called maimer. And midei Rabbanan, there's something called get. The maimer has an impact, albeit midei Rabbanan, and the get has an impact, albeit midei Rabbanan. Just to mention one nafgamina, where the maimer and the get has an impact, because that's what's really, really negated, the segue, what we're about to learn in our parak, and that is, ordinarily, if you, a Yavam, does Yibum to a Yavama, so the halacha is, he's not allowed to now marry any of the other Yavamas. Not just that, if there were any other Yavamin, any other one of the Yavama would not be allowed to marry any of the Yavamas. And the reason is, it's an Isser Aseh, Kivan Shebana, Shuv lo yivne, or Bayis Echad Hu Bayna, Ve'inoy Bayna Shnei Batim. There's a halacha that once Yibum is done, not this Yavam or any of the other Yavamin are allowed to be Miyabim, any one of the other Yavamis. Machlokes Rabbi Eichon Rish Lakish, Daf Yoram and Beis, in terms of the details of this halacha. But the bottom line is, that's clear. That's for sure. Everybody agrees that once one Yavam does Yibum, at that point, no one, not this Yavam, not another Yavam, will let it be Miyabim, any of the other Yavamis. The Rabbanan said that because Maimer on some level is treated like a Yibum, so once one Yavam would do Maimer with one Yavama, at that point, not this Yavam, nor any of the other Yavamin would be allowed to be Miyabim, any of the other Yavams. That's a very important halacha, which means that once one Yavam does Maimer, now all of a sudden, there's no option anymore to do Yibum with any of the other Yavams. Now, for the Yavam that did Maimer to be Miyabim in a proper way, the Yavama he did Maimer to, that for sure he could do. And like we said, that maybe we'll even see in the sugis later, that it's encouraged, and that's really the way it's supposed to be done. But the point is that once Maimer is done with one, it's as if Yibum was done with one. At Kivan Shebana, Shuvla Yivna, Bayis Echad Ubayna, Ve'inay Bayna Shnei Batim. So once you do Maimer with one, you wouldn't be able to do Maimer with any, you wouldn't be able to do Yibum with any of the other. The same is true with Get. Gerishin, Midei Reis is nothing. But Midrabana, we treat it like something. What do we treat it like? We treat it like a chalitza. The halach is that once one yavam does chalitza to one of the yavamis, kivan shaloi bana shuv la yivna. Not this yavama, not any one of the other yavamis. Not the yavam that did the chalitza, not any of the other yavam. So the same is going to be true with the get. That once one yavam gives a get, at that point, chalitza is going to be off the table. B'mila macherim, Yibum is going to be off the table. B'mila macherim, midei raisa, this yibum mechalitza, the Rabbanan added maimer and they added gerishin. Maimer is a derabbanon type of yibum, and gerishin is a derabbanon type of chalitza. With that brief introduction, we segue into a perek that's from the Yisoidei HaYisoidis in terms of Masechtas Yavamis. Zok Tehillah Gemishnah. Rabbi Gamliel, Lomi Rabbi Gamliel said, "Ein get achar get, v'loy maimer achar maimer, v'loy bi'ila achar bi'ila, v'loy chalitza." Rabbi Gamliel said that once a Yavam gives a get to a Yavama, that get has an impact, lahalacha, midrabanan, like we just said. Midrais it's nothing, but midrabanan it's something. However, if he would give a second get, let's say to another Yavama, that second get already would be nothing. So the first get is something, but ein get achar get. The first get is considered something, it creates halacha. However, the second gerishin is not anything. The same is true if a Yavam would do Maimer, and then another Maimer would be done, either by this Yavam, or maybe one of the other Yavam, and it doesn't matter which Yavam. Once a Maimer is done, the second Maimer is not going to be anything. That's easy. Once Yibam is done, the second Yibam is Shainish Kan Yibam. Once a Chalitza is done, it says nothing to do anymore. So the second Chalitza is not going to be a Chalitza. The Chachamim say, I agree with some, I don't agree with all that. They say, Yesh get acha get. No, if one Yavam gives a get, and then another Yavam, maybe would give a get to one of the other Yavamas, the second get would be a get. And the second Maimon would be a Maimon. However, if one Yavam would do Yibam, or one Yavam would do Chalitz, at that point, anything that would happen afterwards would be nothing. So as Rabbi Gamliel said, Ein get acha get, V'loi Maimon acha Maimon, V'loi Bila acha Bilo, V'loi Chalitz acha Chalitz. The Chachamim say, I agree that there's nothing after Bila, and there's nothing after the Chalitza. But as it relates to get a Maimer, Yesh get acha get, V'yesh Maimer acha Maimer. What's the pshat? Pshat and the Chachamim is pashat. Pshat and the Chachamim is because get, Midday Raisa doesn't do anything. So because the Gerishin doesn't do anything Midday Raisa, even after the Yavam gives a get, the Zika is still there. And because the Zika is still there, so there's Makim now for the second get to be Chal. Maimer, Midday Raisa doesn't do anything. So thing that doesn't know anything midday raisa, even after the maimer was done, the zika still exists. So if the zika still exists, so there's makim now for the second maimer to have an effect. Be'ila and chalitza wipe out the zika. So if it wipes out the zika, it doesn't make any sense that there should be a bila acha bilo, there should be a chalitza acha chalitza. But as it relates to get and maimer, being that it's only midday rabbanon, midday raisa, the zika is still there. So therefore, yesh get acha get, yesh maimer acha maimer. Why does Rabbi Gamliel argue? Why does Rabbi Gamliel hold in get acha get, v'lay maimer acha maimer? The Gemara is going to discuss it, and it's going to be very much the topic of tomorrow's daps. Again, very often when we go through the Gemara, we go through the Mishnayos a little bit more quickly because the Gemara is really going to delve in and the Gemara is going to analyze the Mishnah. This Mishnah we're going to go through a little bit more carefully, albeit the first part of the Mishnah, as it relates to the Machlokes, Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, that's something the Gemara is really going to get into. So that's something that we'll go into a little bit more tomorrow. Talk to Mishnah Ketzah. Now, it would certainly seem like we prefaced the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah mentions Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Then it says Ketzad. What does it sound like? It sounds like Ketzad is about to be Mefarish. It's about to explain the Mishnah. But Rashi speaks out that Ketzad lava pluktokai. That really this Ketzad is not going back to address the Machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. It's the fifth wide line. Ela milsa ba'ampe nafshehi. But rather, this Ketzad is a milsa ba'ampe nafshehi. Va'yavam echad va'yavam achas koi. And it's discussing a scenario where there was one Yavam and there was one Yavama. V'hachi komer Ketzad din Yavam v'yavam. What would happen if you have one Yavam, one Yavama, and then the Yavam, instead of simply doing Yibam v'chalitza, he went ahead and did Maimer, he did a get, and then maybe after he did the get, he did Maimer, etc., etc., a whole bunch of different scenarios, but the Ketzad is not addressing specifically the Machloikis, Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, but rather the Ketzad is discussing how is it that get and Maimer, especially when you intertwine it with Yibam v'chalitza, impact a Yavama situation when there was one Yavam and one Yavam. Now Rashi says it's talking about when there was one Yavam and there was one Yavam. That's true for the first part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah is going to discuss all the same things where there was one Yavam and two Yavamas. And then the Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if there were two Yavamim and only one Yavama. The principles are all going to be the same. It's just about doing the Yavamas arithmetic where it plays itself out. So Zok Tehillah Mishnah. Ketzad, how is it that Get and Maimer and Yibam the Chalitza impact the situation of Yavamas? Also Maimer B'Yavimtoi. What happens again? One Yavam, one Yavama. Very, very clear the way Rashi laid it out. So the Yavam went to the Yavama and he did Maimer. And then after he did the Maimer, he gave her a Get. So the Halach is, Tzrichi Mena Chalitza, he's going to have to do Chalitza. Now, what's the cheshbon? Once he gave a get, which was the second move he made, first he did Maimer, then he gave a get. Once he gave a get, at that point, get midrabanan is like a Chalitza. Once you do Chalitza, you can't do Yibum. Kivin shalei banah shuv vayivna. So at this point, Yibum is off the table. The only option he has to address the Dairaisa Digazika is going to be Chalitza. So therefore, says the Mishnah, if he did Maimer and then he gave a get, so what's he going to have to do? He's going to have to do Chalitza. Now the truth is that once a Yavam does Maimer, we're going to see very much in the Mishnah, at that point, he has to give a get, even if he does Chalitza afterwards. Ordinarily, Yavam doesn't give a get. All the Yavam does is either Yivam and Chalitza. If he does Chalitza, why would he give a get? But once you do Maimer, you would have to give a get. The reason the Mishnah says he doesn't have to give a get is because he gave a get. That was the case. The case was where he was Asa Maimer, Vin Asa Maget. So he already addressed the Maimer by giving a get, but he has to address the Zika. He can't address the Zika with a Yibum because Gerishin is like a Chalitza, Kimish Laibana Shuvla Yivna. So at this point, he has no choice other than to do Chalitza. Asa Maimer, the Chalitza. What happens if he did Maimer and then he did Chalitza? Oh, Tzricha Man again. So now the Mishnah speaks it out. What would he have to do? He'd have to give a get. He did the Chalitza to address the Zika. Now he has to give a get to address the Maimer. Get. What happens if he did Maimer and then afterwards he was Baal? Afterwards he did Yibum. I raise a Kumitzvasa. This is the way you're supposed to do it. And the Gemara is giving me the Dayak. I raise a Kumitzvasa. That's the way you're supposed to do it. First Maimer and then afterwards Yibum. Nasan get for Asa Maimer. What happens if first he gave a get and then he did Maimer? So this is an Oilam Hafachra, you see. First he gave a get and then he was Mekadesher. Okay, so what's the halacha? So Tzricha get for Chalitzas. In this case, he's going to have to give a get. And he's going to have to do Chalitza. It's very posh. He's going to have to do Chalitza for the Zika. Why does he have to do Chalitza? Let him do Yibum. No, once he gave a get is Midrabon and a Chalitza. Kimet Shalabon and Shuvla Yivin doesn't have the option to do Yibum. But he's also going to have to give a get. Why is he going to have to give a get? Because he did Maimer. So to address the Zika, he's going to have to do Chalitza. And to address the Maimer, he's going to have to give a get. Nasan get Ubal. What happens if he gave a get and then afterwards he did Yibum? So he gave a get. And then he did Yibum. Now, he wasn't supposed to do Yibum, right? Why wasn't he supposed to do Yibum? Because, like we've said, it's in Dritimu, that once you give a get, it's like you did Chalitza, you're not supposed to do Yibum. But he did Yibum anyways. So it says the Mishnah Chiddush. Tzricha get, he has to give a get, v'chalitza. Now, he has to give a get because he's not allowed to live with this Yivam. He can't live with her. Why not? Because kivin shalei bana shuvla yivna midrabana. He has to give a get because, really, midday raisa, she's... and therefore he has to divorce her. Okay, but he also has to do Chalitza. Now that's a very big chiddush. Why would he have to do Chalitza? So we're going to talk about this more on Amud Beis. But Rashi speaks out right away what the Gemara is going to say. It's because being that he wasn't allowed to do Yibum, so Chazal said that this Bia is a quote-unquote Bia Pesula, and a Bia Pesula Midrabanan doesn't pat the Zika. Savada Midrei Raisa does pat the Zika. Midrabanan, however, doesn't pat the Zika, and being that he did the Yibum when really he wasn't supposed to do the Yibum, so Avada Tzricha Get, because Midrei Raisa was a Yibum, but at the same time Tzricha Chalitza, because Midrabanan, he really wasn't supposed to do it, even though he did it. Said he wasn't supposed to do it, but now he did do it. So there's no Zika. That's a Chiddush and Lamdus in Yavamas. That it's not just like an Eovid like Mahani. It's like an Eovid like Mahani. Because once you weren't supposed to do it and you did it, it's as if the Zika is still there. If the Zika is still there, you have to address the Zika. And that's why you do Chalitza. Nasan get for Chalatz. What happens if the person went and he gave a get? And after he did the get, for Chalatz, he did Chalitza. So he gave a get, and then he did Chalitza. Says the Mishnah, Ein achar Chalitza klom. Oh, once you do Chalitza, there's nothing else to do, right? What else would you do? You gave a get, and you did Chalitza. Right, when you do Maimer, so then you have to address the Maimer, maybe by giving a get. He didn't do Maimer. He didn't do Yibum, so there's no need to give a get. You even gave a get. So, like, what else is there to do? There's nothing to do. And that's why the Mishnah says that once you do Chalitza, you're going to be fine. Chalatz, let's say you did Chalitza, v'asa Maimer. And after the Chalitza, you did Maimer. Or Nasan Get. Or after the Chalitza, you gave a Get. Or Uba'al. Or after the Chalitza, the person was Baal. Oy Baal. Or first he did Yibum. And then after the Yibum, he was Asa Maimer. Or after the Yibum, he was Nasan Get. Or after the Yibum, he was V'chalatz. Ein acha Chalitza klom. Then what happened after the Chalitza is nothing, and Rashi speaks out. Also, Ein Achar Be'ilaklum, last line of Rashi. Meaning, once a person does Chalitza, and once a person does Yibum, anything that happens afterwards is really nothing. Right, so a person does Chalitza, then he gives a get. The get's nothing. I mean, the get would only be a get if you're either married, obviously, that's the parish of Gerishin, or even in the case of a Yavama, Midrabanan, there's some significance to the get. But if you did Chalitza, so you sever this, so at that point, it's going to be nothing. But the point is that all these dinim that Gerishin are able to create, and Maimer is able to create, that's only to the extent that there's a Yavama and a Yavama, and there's an Afilas Yibam, and there's a Zika, there's the backdrop of Masechtas Yavamas. Once you do Chalitza, everything is gone. Once you do Yibam, everything is gone. So once you do Chalitza, once you do the Yibam, everything is gone. So at that point, Zokta Mishnah, Ein Acha Chalitza. So klum, the ein achar be a klum. Again, there's going to be three blad of Gemara that's going to go into some of the nuances of the Mishnah. But for now, what the Mishnah is trying to say is that once you do Chalitza, once you do Yibam, from a Mishnayist perspective, you already addressed the Zika. And if you already addressed the Zika, there's nothing else to do. So again, we just concluded, without even realizing, the first part of the Mishnah, which deals with how the Get and the Maimer and the Yibam, the Chalitza impacts one Yavam, and one Yevama. And really, what it seems like the Yesod over here is that once you do Chalitza, what happens afterwards is silly. Once you do Yibam, what happens afterwards doesn't really matter. Ein acha Chalitza klum, and Rashi says, also ein acha Be'ila klum, because at that point, everything is going to be fine. When you do Maimer, you do Gerushin, that's where it gets a little bit tricky. The reason it gets tricky is because Midei Reis, he really didn't do anything, so you still have Zika, you still have to address it. But at the same time, Midei Rabbanan, something did happen. Maimer would require you to give a get. Once you give a get, you can't do Yibam anymore because the get Midrabbanan is treated like a chalitza. So some of the nuances that we saw, but again, with a few basic yesoides, just really applying and plugging everything as necessary in the context with this one Yavam and this one Yavam. What happened if there was a situation? Achas Yavam, Achas Yavam. This is all true if there was one Yavam and one Yavam. The same would be true if there were two Yavamis and there would be one Yavam. Meaning the principles of what we said would be true even for two Yavamis and one Yavam. Now, the way it plays itself out, you have to go through each case individually, which is exactly what the Mishnah is about to do. Ketza. So what would be an example where, again, you have one Yavam. There's one person. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. There's no Levi, there's no Yehuda. Reuven died, left over no children. He also left over two wives. And now Shimon is the one Yavam. Reuven's two wives are the two Yavamas. So how does it play itself out? Zok the Mishnah, Asa Maimer Bezu and Maimer Bezu. In the event that Shimon went, the one Yavam, and he did Maimer to both of the Yavamas. So the Halach is Tzrichoy Shneidit. And each one of the Yavamas is going to need a get. Now Rashi speaks out that we're obviously going like the Rabbanon, that hold Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer. Because right in the beginning of the Mishnah, we saw this Machlis, but we're going on the Chachamim. Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer, E Maimer Acha Maimer. So we're going coin through Rabbanan, the Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer. So each Maimer is a Maimer. In order to sever a Maimer, you have to give a get. So therefore, Tzricha Shnei Getin, each one of these Yivamas is going to need a get. The Chalitza, additionally, you're going to have to do Chalitza. Why do you have to do Chalitza? You can't do Yivam. Because once you give a get, Kivan Shalai Bana Shavla Yevna. So at that point, it's not going to be good. Now, who gets the Chalitza? Doesn't matter who gets the Chalitza. Rashi, Chalitza la'achas mehem. One of them gets Chalitza, upeiteret sarasa. And once you do Chalitza to one, the other one's going to be pata. But the point is that each one needs a get because each one had a mimer. You can't do Yibum because once you do, right, we should speak this out clear. Why can't you do Yibum? The reason you can't do Yibam is because once you did Maimer with one, you can't be Miyabim the other one. And you did Maimer to each one. So at this point, Yibam is off the table. So what then are you going to have to do? You're going to have no choice but to give Chalitza. Maimer, Bezu, Beget, Lasu. Let's say you did Maimer to one and get to the other ones. Again, Reuven died, left over these two Yavamas. Shimon gets up. He learned Yavamas. He does Maimer. He gives a get. Right? He does all the things you're not supposed to do. So he did a Maimer to one. He did a get to the other one. So the Halach is, Tzricha get for Chalitza. So the Halach is that Shimon now is going to have to give a get, and he's going to have to do chalitza. He's going to have to give a get to the balas maimer, right? To the woman he did maimer to, he's going to have to give a get. And he's going to have to do chalitza. He's not going to have the option to do yibum. Why is he not going to have the option to do yibum? Because once he gave a get to one, so the get is the equivalent of chalitza, kivan shalaybana shovla yivna. So at this point, he'll have to do chalitza. Who is the chalitza to? Whoever he wants to. But the point is, in this case, it's not tzricha shneiket in v'chalitza. He's only tzricha get v'chalitza. In the first case, he did maimer to both. He did maimer to both. Each one needs a get. And you can't do yibum because once you do maimer to one, you can't be miyabim the other. Because so at that point, it's two getin and a chalitza. Where it's maimer bezu and get lezu. So now there's only one get necessary because you only did one maimer. You also can't do yibum. Why? Pashanot's the get. So you're out over there. So if that's the case, you're going to have no choice, but you're going to have to do chalitza. Maimer bezu, ubala. So what happens if he did maimer to one, and then he was bayil, he did yibum to the other. So the halach is tzricha is beis gittin for chalitza. Again, same halach. He's going to have to give two gittin, and he's going to have to do chalitza. Now, over here, he did a yibum. So if he did a yibum, so why does he have to give two gittin? Why does he have to do chalitza? It's very simple. Because once he did maimer to one, so he wasn't allowed to now be miyabim the second one. If he wanted to be miyabim the one he did maimer to, is doing mitzvasa. But if he wanted to be miyabim the second one, that's not okay. Why? Because kivan shabana shuvla yivna, bayezachadu bayna, veina bayna shnei batim. So at that point, he didn't have the option. So it comes out the bia was a bia psula. A bia psula is not only not okay, but a bia psula also doesn't knock out the zika. A gedder of yavadai mahani. So we look at the zika as if it's still there. So therefore, you're going to have to do chalitza. The bia is not going to help you. Now, you're going to have to do chalitza. You also have to give a get to the balas maimer because that's something you always have to do. The second one that you were miyabim, you married to him, that you're zikr, have to give a get to. So therefore, tzriches beis get the mechalitza. So just like if you did maimer to both, it would be tzriches beis get the mechalitza. If you did maimer to one and yivam to the other one, it's the same exact thing. It makes no difference. It's going to be tzriches beis get the mechalitza. Maimer bezu v'cholatz lezu. What happens if he did maimer to one and then he did chalitza to the second one? So harishoyna tzricha get. So the halach is the first one is going to need a get. But that's it. There's nothing else you have to do, right? You have to address the mimer. The way you address the mimer is by giving a get, but you don't have to address the zika because you already did chalitza to the other one. And because you did chalitza to the other one, so at that point, it's not going to be an issue anymore. Get lezu v'get lezu. Let's say you gave a get to both of them. So again, Reuven dies, leaves over these two wives. Shimon decides, obviously, he's not interested in doing yibum to either one of them. So what does he do? He hires a soifer. He gives a get to this one, get to that one. B'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta, v'edim chsime, edim asir. Right again. So this is what he does. He gave each one of them a get. So what's the halacha? Tzrich semenu chalitza. So the halacha is, they're going to need chalitza. Again, the get doesn't do anything midday raisa. Midrabanan, it now doesn't allow them to do yibum. So therefore, you're going to need chalitza. How many chalitzas do you need? Only one. Who do you do chalitza to? Whoever you want to do chalitza to. So the only thing you'd have to do is do chalitza. Get lezu ubala. So what happens if he gave a get to one and then he was miyabim the other one? Tzricha get for chalitza. Again, it's very simple. Tzricha get because of the yibum. The second one was a real proper yibum midei raisa. You also have to do chalitza. Ah, you did a yibum already. Why do you have to do chalitza? Because it's a bia psula. Being that you had no right. Why do you have a right? Because once you gave a get, so kivin shleibana shuv layivna. So at that point, you're going to have no choice. You're going to have to do chalitza. Get lezu umaimer bezu. What happens if you gave a get to one and he did maimer to the second one? So the first one he gave a get to, and the second one he did maimer to. So here the halach is again tzricha get the chalitza. Once he gave a get, at that point, you can't do yibum anymore. So for the zika, you're going to have to do chalitza. You did do maimer, and because he did maimer, so no tzricha get, because it's a balas maimer. Get lezu v'chalitza zu. What happens if he gave a get to one, and he did chalitza to the other? Ein acha chalitza klum. So then, zok the mishnah. Once you do chalitza, again, there's nothing else to do. You gave a get. You don't have to give a get for the get. And you did chalitza. So there's no zika anymore. At this point, everything is going to be okay. Zok the mishnah, chalatz. The chalat. What happens if you did chalitza to one and then you did chalitza to the second one? See, when he did chalitza to both, oy chalat was a maimer, or he did chalitza to the first yavama and then he did maimer to the second yavama, or he did chalitza to the first yavama. This is the way you read it, and nasan get to the second yavama, or he did chalitza to the first yavama and it was ubal the second one. Right, the way you read it is chalat v'chalat. Oy chalatz v'asam maimer, oy chalatz v'nasan get, oy chalatz ubal. It doesn't matter, right? Once you did chalitza, like we saw already on Amud Aleph, and nothing else matters afterwards. Oy baal, the same would be true if he was baal. Ubal, so he was baal the first yivama, then he was baal the second yivama. Oy baal v'asam maimer, oy baal v'nasan get, oy baal v'chalatz, right? So if once you did the bilo, it doesn't matter what happens afterwards. In acha chalitza klum, and like we said on Amud Aleph, also in acha bi'ilo klum, because once you knock out the zika with a proper chalitza, with a proper yibum, what happens afterwards is not going to matter. So, the Mishnah, bein yavam, mechel eshtei yavamas. Everything we just said is true if there was one yavam and two yavamas, right? With this one Shimon who's doing all these things to these two yavamas. Or, Zakta Mishnah, it doesn't matter if it would be Bein Shnei Yevamin Li Yevama Achas. Or what would be if there was one Yevama and two brothers? So it was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven died with no children, left over one wife. Shimon and Levi now went, and they have a mitzvah. And what happened? So if you just go back to the beginning, we're not going to read it, but if you go through the first 10 lines of Amud Beis, so you would have the same exact ketzad. Awesome, maimer bezu, maimer bezu. Or Shimon did maimer and Levi did maimer. So what would be the halacha? Tzrichin shnei getim v'chalitza. Maimer bezu v'get bezu. Shimon did maimer and Levi gave a get. Tzrichin get v'chalitza. Probably the same exact thing. Our Mishnah was talking about where it was one yavam and two yavamis. The same would be true if it was two yavamin and one yavama. It would be the same exact halacha. That's what the Mishnah says. Bein yavam echel l'shnei yavamis. In other words, we have these yesaidas. If it was one yavam and one yavama, that was the first part of Mishnah Amud Aleph. Then we had it if it was one yavam and two yavamas, that was the second part of the Mishnah. And then in one line, the Mishnah gave us the third category and said, just, you know, apply it yourself. And that is, if there were two yavama and one yavama, everything would be the same. Zok the Mishnah, just an observation as it relates to everything that we just said. It comes out from the Mishnah. Ein acha chalitza klum, ein acha bila klum. Right? If you do maimer, you do get, so the zika is still around, so you're still going to have to address it. So you have to address the maimer where necessary, and then you have to address the zika. But if you do chalitza, or if you do bi'ila, ein acha chalitza klum, ein acha bila klum. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. Truth is, the Mishnah only said Einacha Chalitza Klon, but it was implied Einacha Bila Klon. So the Mishnah now, from here until the end, is going to mention a nuance, again, that we'll get into the Gemara, but a nuance between Ein acha chalitza klum and ein acha bi'ilo klum. So the Mishnah, chalatz va'asa maimer. In the event that he did chalitza, let's say it was one yavam, two yavam, but it doesn't really matter. But chalatz, if he did chalitza and then he did maimer, or after chalitza he was nasan get, or after the chalitza he was baal, oy, or if he was baal va'asa maimer, or he was baal v'nasan get, or he was baal v'chalatz, ein acha chalitza klum, there's nothing after chalitza that matters, nothing after the be'ilah that matters. Zok Mishnah, bein betchila, bein be'emtza, bein besad. It doesn't matter when you did the chalitza. It doesn't matter if the chalitza was the first thing that happened, the chalitza was the second thing that happened, it was the third thing that happened. Meaning, it doesn't matter if there was a get, then there was a chalitza, then there was a maimer, or if there was a be'ilah, then there was a chalitza, then ein acha chalitza klum, it doesn't matter where it happened. The halacha is always going to be ein acha chalitza klum. Va'be'ilo, but as it relates to the yibum, as it relates to the be'ilo, b'sman shehi betchilo, if the be'ilo is in the beginning, ein acha klum. Meaning, if the first move that happened in all these cases was a yibum, then ein acha be'ilo klum. However, be'emtzu b'saif, if the be'ilo happened in the middle or it happened in the end, then yesh acha klum. Then it's not muchach that it's going to be ein acha klum. So what does Rashi mean? What does the Mishnah mean when it says the bi was be'emtza? So Rashi, could go and get lezu, uba'a lezu, v'chaz avasa maimer. So it was get bila maimer. What does besoif mean? Get lezu, umaimer lezu, v'chaza uba'a lachas. So the point is, with the bi was be'emtza, it was besoif, so it's not muchach over there that you're going to say einacha be'ilo klum. Nechemi said achas be'ilo v'achas chalitza. Doesn't matter if it's be'ilo or chalitza. Bein betchila, bein be'emtza, bein besoif. Doesn't matter if it's the beginning, the middle, the end. Einach rea klum. Nothing that happens afterwards is going to matter. And we'll see more what this means in the Gemara. So just to make a haschola on the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this: Ad kam leipligi ela beget acha get umay me acha maim. So going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, we had a machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel loy me ingat acha get v'loy maimer acha maimer v'loy bila acha bila v'loy chalitza acha chalitza. Chamu umaydim bemiktsas. I agree loy chalitza acha chalitza v'loy bila acha bila. However, yesh get acha get v'yesh maimer acha maim. So the Gemara, the machlokes is only whether get acha get is something. And whether maimer acha maimer something, avol get echad biyavama, maimer acha biyavama mahaim. But everybody agrees that if someone gives a get to a yavama or someone does maimer to a yavama, that halach is it's gonna be impactful, right? That's klar that a get biyavama and a maimer biyavama works, right? If there's anything we take out of the Mishnah, that's what it is. Sok de Gemara, my timer amar rabbanon get biyavama mahani. Why was it that the rabbanon said that a get should work biyavama? Now Rashi says, though, what do we mean specifically? Again, when you say get works biyavama, it can mean a few different things. But what we mean specifically now is really the theme of the Mishnah. And in the Mishnah, what did it mean that get is mahani? That once a yavam gives a get to a yavam, at that point he can't do yibam anymore. Because just like when you do chalitzu, you can't do yibam because kivan shaloi bana. So too, if you give a get, at that point you wouldn't be able to do yibam anymore, because on a drabbanon level we would say kiman shalei bana shuv la yivna. So essentially, the Gemara's question is: my time amir rabbanon get yivam mahani. Why the rabbanon say that once you give a get, at that point you can't do yibam anymore? Zok the Gemara. The reason is mishun de mahani ba'alma. The reason is because gerushin usually works. Usually, gerushin is a very, very effective thing. It knocks out an entire rishus. The amir loy mahani. If you're going to tell me that gerushin by yivam is not going to work, amri, people are going to make the following cheshbon: get loy tzni. Get to something that's moitzi a woman from a marriage, and chalitza does the same thing. Being that after you give a get, you could do yibum, chalitza nami leimahani. You would think, not that chalitza is leimahani, how could you say that? But after chalitza, you would think it's leimahani to say shuv leivnet, that there should be an issa to be able to do yibum. V'asi lemivel acha chalitza, like the Gemara says. And you're going to end up being boil, you're going to end up doing yibum after chalitza. And for that reason, the Chachamim said that we wanted to strengthen and enforce the rule of kivan shalai bano shuv layivna. So they said that once you give a get, because it mirrors on some level chalitza, right? One of the themes we've talked about certainly over the last several dafin is the chalitza and gerishin. Chazal equated the two very, very much. But here, very specifically, the Chazal were worried that if you'd be able to do yibam after gerishin, you might do yibam after chalitza, and that's a loisa say in the Torah. Why do rabbanon say that maimer biyavam is mahani? And what did they mean? Again, the same nakuda, that once you do maimer, it's as if you did yibam. And just like once a yavam does yibam with a yavam, at that point, at that point, there's already an isser. You're not allowed to do another yibum. So, says Why did the Rabbanan apply this to Maimer as well? Why did they say that once you do Maimer with one, you can't do Yibum with the other? And again, to be clear, Avad, if you do Maimer with a Yavama, then you're supposed to do Zui Mitzvasa, can go ahead and do Yibum. But we mean, if you do Maimer with one Yavama, what's the reason the Rabbanan said you can't do Yibum now with another? The reason is because Maimer ordinarily is a Maisa Kedushin. When you learn Masechtas Kedushin, Maimer, Yisha Niknes, right? That's the way we Makadish Nashim. It's done Bekasa. So being that it works always, if you're going to tell me now that Maimer is not going to work, Amri, people are going to say, Maimer Liknois will be a Liknois. I know Maimer always works. So Midah Maimer Lemahani, and being that after you do Maimer with one Yavama, you're allowed to go ahead and do Yibam with another Yavama, be a Nami Lemahani. You would think Bia also is Lemahani, meaning it doesn't create an Isser and say that, oh, because you did Bia with one Yavama, now there should be an Asava Asila Mivul Achabia. And again, you're going to end up coming to do Yibam with the second Yavama, after you're ready with Miyam, the first Yavama. Or it says, for that reason, the Chum said it's going to be a problem. Moving along. My time, Amir Rabbanan, be a psula, yeshach harei aklam. Why did the Rabbanan say that if a person does Yibum and it was a be a psula, so the halach is yeshach harei aklam, you still have to do chalitza. Right? Another one of the themes that we saw in our Mishnah is that once a Yavam does Maimer to one Yavama, or once a Yavam gives a get, at that point, not only is he not supposed to do Yibum with the other Yavama, or let's say to the Balas get, it doesn't matter. It's not even going to work to be Mafkir Azika, and after the Yibum, you're going to have to do Chalitza. So when a person was not supposed to do Yibum, and he did Yibum, not only is it a slap on the wrist, he did something he wasn't supposed to do, but it actually doesn't have the ability to knock out the Zika, and he's going to have a chiv now. He's going to have to give a get, and he's going to also have to do chalitza. Right, so just to speak it out, make it very, very clear. Right, one example is where a person gave a get to a yavama, now afterwards he did yibum. So the halach is he has to give a get for the yibum that he did, and he has to do chalitza. So to give a get, I understand. If he's not allowed to stay married, obviously he has to give a get. But why would you have to do a chalitza? The teretz is because the yibum was a bia psul. Right, another example would be where it was one yavam and there were two Yavamas, and he did Maimer with one Yavama, and now he's going and he did Yibam with the second Yavama. So the halacha is he's not allowed to do Yibam with the second Yavama, like we just said, because Maimer is the equivalent of Yibam, and so he's going to have to now give a get to the Balas Maimer, but he's also going to have to give a get to the one that he was Miyabim. Additionally, he's going to have to do Chalitza. So again, this Nakuda, this chiddush, not that he can't stay with the woman that he was miyabim b'psol. That's not a chiddush. The chiddush is that even after he did the yibum, he still has to do chalitza. Because the bia was a bia psula. So it says the Gemara, my time am Rabban. This is the Rabban of the Geinyan, of course. So why the Rabbanan say that bia psula, yeshach harei aklum, that you still have to do chalitza? So the Gemara says like this, Amri. Right, the two scenarios of a bia psul. If the case was where you gave a get, then afterwards he did bia. So the reason Chazal said that you can't, that you have to do chalitza, is gzeir bia achar get, mishon bia achar chalitza. Because we're afraid that if you're going to tell me that the yibum after the get is good, then people may go ahead lechatchila and be machsher a yibum after chalitza. Because again, gerushin and chalitza are too similar. And being that yibum after chalitza is really a lois, I say, so we wanted to crack down, wanted to come down so hard on a yibum after gerushin that we said that if you do, it's a garnish. You're even going to have to do a chalitza all over again to make the point that azansor yibum is not a iskalta yibum. What about the case of bia achar maimer? Right, which of course is the case where you did Maimer to one Yavama, and then you're doing Bia to the other Yavama, right? Because if it's the same first woman that you did Maimer to, then it's a Chatchil. So, when you did Maimer to one, and now you did Bia to the other one, the reason is, Gzeira, Bia, Acha, Maimer, Nishun Bia, Acha, Bia. Again, because Maimer is too similar to Bia, so we're afraid that if after you did Maimer to one Yavama, you're going to be allowed to stay married, and to be the Yibum that happens with the second Yavama is going to be a good Yibum. What happens if you did Yibum to one Yavama, and now you want to be Miyabim the other Yavama? That's already really Sura Deiraisa. So again, to enforce this Deiraisa, this is what the Rabbanan said. Suck the Gemara Vaitu. My time, Amr Rabbanan, Hai Chalitza Psula, Eina Charea Klom. Right, Bia Psula, we saw in the Mishnah, Yesha Charea Klom. Aber Chalitza Psula, Eina Charea Klom. There's no halacha anywhere that after you do Chalitza, that it could be, it would be considered like a Chalitza Psula, where it's going to be Eina Charea Klom. Now, just not to take these words out of context, we know there is something called a Chalitza Psula. We learned about it in Arba'achin, that's a whole different thing. That's where the halacha is, that there are certain instances where the chalitza is a shvacha chalitza, and it works for you and for the yavama that you did chalitza to, but it wouldn't work for all the yavamin and all the yavamas. That's a different sugya. But this idea of Bia psuli yesh achrei akum. You don't really find bachalitza. The Gemara wants to know why not. So the Gemara says, Amri, my ligzer. Like, what exactly do you want to do? Like, give me the case where you want to impose this gzera and explain to me, please, why you would like to do it. Right? Nigzer chalitza achaget. You want to tell me that maybe after a person gives a get, so the chalitza afterwards should not be a good chalitza. Why not? Right? Again, let's see if we can even understand this, that if someone goes and he gives a get to his Yavama, so then afterwards, if he does chalitza, maybe that chalitza shouldn't be good. Why? Because it's a chalitza after a get. Okay, let's get creative. So that would be a problem. Why? Oh, mishum chalitza ach chalitza, right? Because get is like chalitza. So if we're going to be machsher a chalitza after a get, we may be machsher a chalitza ach chalitza. Afraid to Gemara, is there something wrong with doing chalitza after chalitza? Kol ki hani tachlis v'tezel. Go ahead, gesundheit. You want to do chalitza, do chalitza. Nice lashon Rashi. Three lines from the bottom. Kaloymar, my ichpaslon. Who cares? Kol yomer tachlis. You want to spend the rest of your life doing chalitza? Whatever. That has nothing to do with us. But the bottom line is, there's no reason why we should. Why should we make a gzera? So to Gemara, ligzor chalitza achar maimer. Maybe you'll say that once you do maimer, at that point you can't do chalitza. Bishum chalitza achar bia. And the reason is because of chalitza achar bia. So what does that mean? You can't do chalitza after bia? No, maybe what we're worried about is that if you're going to go ahead and do yibum, and then you decide you don't want to live with this woman anymore, right? Someone does yibum, and then he decides he doesn't want to stay with her anymore. He can't just do chalitza. At that point, he has to give her a get. At that point, it's already, he has to give a proper get. So the Gemara says that maybe you shouldn't simply be able to do chalitza once you do a maimer. Because if you do chalitza after maimer, being that maimer mirrors yibum, people may think that chalitza has the ability to sever a yibum, just like it has the ability to sever a maimer. People would think that it's the same thing. So if that's the case, maybe you would think that that's not okay. So the Gemara says, "Atu chalitza achar maimer milay boyget." That's not a chash anyways. Why? Because let's say you did do a maimer, you'd anyways have to give a get. So the chalitza itself is not what's going to sever it. You're going to have to give a get anyways. So being that once you do maimer, you would anyways have to give a get. So there's no reason that this should be a problem, because again, even in a situation where you did maimer, you're gonna end up giving a get. So you see that regardless, there's no makom to ever think that you wouldn't give a get. Bottom line is Hadron Halach, the first daf in Perek, Rabban Gamliel, which again, the Yisaidus Rabban Gamliel is very, very clear. It's how Gerishin and maimer would impact an afila leyibum. It's just a little bit of arithmetic, but the Yisaidus are very, very clear. It's just about plugging it in. The Mishnah went through situations, Yavam Echad and one Yavama, one Yavam, two Yavamis, two Yavamim, and Yavam Achas. A few Yisaidus that we saw, and that is that once a Yavam gives a get, we look at it as if he did a chalitza from the standpoint of you can't do Yivam anymore. Once a Yavam does Maimer, so at that point you can't be Miyavim any of the other Yavamis. Because Bayis Echad Ubayna, Veina Bayna Shnei Batim, and again, another Yisoy that the Mishnah mentioned was this concept of a Biya Psula. That in the event that a Yavam was not allowed to do Yibum, and he did the Yibum, so not only do we say that it's not okay and he has to give her a get and he's not allowed to stay married with her, but he actually would have to Bavarn the Zika. Now that's a very big Chiddush, one of the Chiddushim in this Mishnah that we haven't seen yet. And that is, he's still going to have to address the Zika.